This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's 800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Continues to ruffle some feathers while 80% of Americans back the sanctuary city crackdown and like it. Plus, how about spring weather? It's kind of sprung early for some of us. Others are suffering from being waterlogged. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We start with the sanctuary city story quickly because all the criticism over immigration, criticism and applause. It's, I don't know what the numbers are because there are no true numbers, let's face it, but it feels kind of splittish to me. Americans overwhelmingly, I think, believe this, though. Immigrants arrested for crimes in the sanctuary cities have to be turned over to the feds. So the Harvard-Harris survey that was pumped out to The Hill and was posted found that 80% of voters say local cops, authorities, whatever, should have to comply with the law by reporting to federal agents the illegal immigrants that they come in contact with. The poll also found 52% of people that took the poll support Donald Trump's two executive orders allowing the building of a border wall and increasing the number of immigration officers and finding a way to revoke federal funds for sanctuary cities. So there is support for this immigration reform. Is there opposition to sanctuary cities? I think the people who commit crimes, we can all agree, yeah, we want them to deport it. And that's what this shows me. This shows that anybody talking about issues with illegal immigration, when it comes to criminals, almost all of us would agree there is where you can't slack off. Because why would you, right? You have millions of people living in the United States illegally that, in the meantime, could be targeted for deportation, and that goes to traffic violations. And it's interesting because Rex Tillerson is about to go to Mexico City and meet with the president who didn't come to the United States, and there's going to be a couple of issues that are on the table, and I think the discussion over the new immigration policies will be huge. I mean, absolutely huge. Izzy is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hi, Izzy.
Hi, Kay.
Hello.
After Luke Vargas's little report on Mexico, there's no reason for all the illegals not to go back. Obviously, there must be jobs there.
There is jobs there, right?
Well, seriously, let's get to it and send them home to work.
Yeah, he said he crawled all over the place, and you heard him say that, so yes, yeah.
Yep, no excuses now. They can't say, well, we have no jobs. Oh, no, wait a minute.
There's jobs.
Yeah, that's not what I heard there.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to also comment on this issue with President Trump, and people claim he was bashing in his speech the other night. The media.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to it. He was very calm. I mean, he didn't rant and rave like everybody said. And you know what? The media deserves every single second. They've done nothing but taunt that man for over a year. And if I were in his shoes, if I were the president, I would have already kicked him out of the little cubicles in the White House basement. And if they wanted a news conference, they could stand outside in the rain, the snow, the wind, or whatever. You think I'm...
Well, you know, it is their prerogative. They could move. They can, and there's certainly ways to come up with that. You don't have to have the media there. There's no rule that says you can't have briefings from other areas. They talked about that even before.
That's right. And if I were Trump, I would just keep doing it from within the White House. White House puts it out. Stay tuned for the WHT channel, White House Trump channel. And to heck with the rest of the media, because they have been absolutely horrible. They're still horrible. And there's so much fake news out there, Kate. I read articles, I'm going, well, that's not true. Mm-hmm. I've done my research on this, that, or the other, whatever's coming up, and I'm going, this is, I mean, it's getting worse.
Here's the thing. There's options out there, and that's what I would say to people, which, you know, if you don't like it, you know, get away from it, turn the channel, all that
kind of stuff.
Because, yeah, and I know you do, because there's alternatives, for sure.
Well, and when your evening news is flooded with all the alphabet studios, then they're online. Yeah. Unless you know where to go, you know, people don't realize there are a lot of alternate news sources.
There are, yes.
And, of course, I think Grimm, didn't he mention he does not have a computer? He needs to get a computer. We need to take up donations to get him a computer.
I know.
Remember,
I know.
Mark from New York didn't have a computer for the longest time?
I know.
And
what was up with
that? He got a computer and a girlfriend. Now we never hear from him. Well, we don't.
You know what, you're right.
When was the last time he called?
It's been forever.
I know, and I miss him. Because we have Dan and Grimm and Everett out in Washington and Tomas. And there was something I was going to correct Tomas on, but now I forgot, so I guess that's okay. But anyway, I just wanted to bring up about when I heard Luke Vargas, I'm going, yay! Send him home, and the media, because what they've done, Trump shut him off cold. I think it would serve him right. Other than that, where's somebody that can tell a new joke? I need some jokes.
I know, where's your jokes?
I am the worst joke teller on planet Earth. I never remember them, but I did remember that knot joke, and I did remember the feet joke, and I told it to my bus driver and whoever else was on the bus, and oh my gosh, they laughed and laughed and laughed.
Oh, the rope joke is great. It kills. Yeah.
So,
and the feet
too.
Yeah, they're
really
good.
It's really going around Missouri now.
We're going
to
dig up some jokes
all I
for
have
you.
To say, Kate. No big rants tonight.
I like it. Izzy, we always love hearing from you. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Of course. Izzy, she knows. So here she's, wow, that's, Izzy is like taking me back. Talking about callers, people that called in and then got a wife and got a computer and got a different life. It's crazy. But the joke thing, yeah, we're going to revive our joke night here on the show, because I had a lot of people ask about that. That it was fun to hear jokes, and would I do jokes again? And yeah, we'll do that. We have had comedians on to try to teach me with my lame joke telling skills, just like Izzy, how to properly tell a joke. Including, we've had Michael Loftus on, who's the head writer for Kevin Can Wait, and some others about how it is, how it used to be. And better ways to tell jokes. Love it. You want to throw in your 2 cents? Fake news, Donald Trump, immigration, deportation. It's a smorgasbord, and you're welcome. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. See you on the flip side.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, phytoplasms and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Or short sleeve shirts, anyway. So far, 2,805 record high temps set across the country in February, compared with 27 record lows. The Midwest is interesting. Lots of no ice in Chicago. I have a cousin, John Fitzgerald, who lives there. I think he is thrilled by that. Thrilled, because usually they're not seeing that this early. And I can tell you, I know in my neck of the woods, it's going to be 80 degrees at least a couple of days at the end of this week. And I think that's pretty, interesting. And in Chicago, like I said, where Johnny Boy lives, Chicago's going to be 67 straight calendar days without getting 1 inch of snow. That's the longest kind of snow drought, they'll call it a snow drought, on record for Chicago. Whew. Sweet. Unless you like snow. And see, some people in the Chicago, there's always the other side to it, make their money that way, right? The plowers. Plowers do that. Hillary Clinton reacted to the president today. You know, it's funny, she was lost in the woods for a while after the election. If you remember, there was all the sightings. Somebody would take a picture in, you know, near her neighborhood with her. They would run into her, and there was all that kind of intrigue over what happens afterwards. So Hillary Clinton called on President Trump to renounce escalating acts of anti-Semitism. And Clinton just, you know, through Twitter said that, you know, where you get tombstones are being overturned at a cemetery in St. Louis. You've got a couple of other places where there have been threats and problems and, you know, whatnot. So it's interesting that it's interesting the conversation that's resulted in these tombstone incidents. The one in St. Louis was particularly awful. Although they quickly raised money, there was money that was raised to fix all the stones that were pushed over or shattered or anything else. And the specific tweet, by the way, is JCC threats cemetery desecration and online attacks are so troubling and they need to be stopped. Everyone must speak out, starting with at POTUS. That's Clinton tweeting in what was, I guess, her, as some are calling her, most pointed address to President Trump since he took office. Let's go to Grimm. Grimm is hanging in Mississippi. Hello, Grimm.
Howdy there, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm kind of feeling a little bit more like the old crimpster.
I like it feisty, so what's happening?
Well, you got to give Hillary some kudos, and I'm going to give her some here tonight, because you got to admit that you can really see after Chelsea tweeted this weekend that she is the gene of Hillary and Bill Clinton. Hashtag fake tweet. Did you catch her the tweet?
Yes, yeah, I did.
Okay, everybody's going to have to figure that one out.
Yeah.
But good to hear from Izzy again. She's a sweetheart, and she's right up there in the top-notch group out there. But you can't turn off the news, to be honest, because like the old saying goes, keep your friends close, keep your enemies even closer.
Boy, no kidding, huh?
So you want to know what's going on. And here's the thing, Kate. I go back probably a couple of years ago when I first started talking with you. But go look up the definition of sensationalism and the definition of terrorism. And you ain't going to find much of a difference.
That's frightening, huh?
Well, that goes to speak of, well, it's like I said too once. If you listen to these news, they'll refer to themselves legally as a news magazine.
Yeah.
Well, that's putting them in your show type category. Legally.
Right.
That means, you know, we're journalists, but we may not be. You figure it out.
It's a bailout move, yeah.
Yeah, it very much is.
It is, it is.
I mean, this is, you know, false advertising. I tell you, the best thing Trump could do is he could get the FDA on all these green pills and pink pills, and because half of these pills are doing the advertising. If you watch the news, they're their sponsors. There's where they're getting their money is from all these pharmaceutical companies. And they started out with, like, Prevacid and Nexium and Cialis, and now they're getting sued.
Right.
So
you're right.
So what's to say of today's advertisements on the pills that they're advertising that they don't start causing problems to people, and here comes the suits. Well,
I like that. Here comes the suits.
Well, not only that, but we could go on and on over pharmaceutical companies just jacking up the price for the shots. I forgot what to call them, but people that have allergies and whatnot, it's really just an adrenaline shot's what it is.
Right.
But $600 for a $10 shot, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, give me a break here, people.
I agree.
A little common sense here, you know. This is just taking us to the cleaners. And the sensationalist part is this is what's tearing the country apart, I'm afraid.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
If we allow this propagandist-type neo-Nazi journalism that's going on, then it's just, you know, I ignore it, and everybody else should, and just support the president. But yet I want to keep him, you know, at eye level. And hopefully, you know, Trump will start doing something. He's got the FCC. He's got the FDA. He's got all these organizations that can stop a lot of it. If I was President Kate, Congress won't get a paycheck this month because I'm in charge of the Treasury.
Yeah. So smart.
I say, well, you got to earn your paycheck. I'd take their plaques, remove honorable, and just put their name on it. Well, you got to earn that designation. You're not honorable just because you got elected.
Boy, isn't that the truth. That is the truth. You're not honorable just because you got elected. Sure, words were never spoken. That is a grim quote.
Well, to be honest, you're right. That costs money. That plaque cost us money.
You're
and it's
right.
Ridiculous what we pay for that plaque in front of them.
Yeah.
And for them to have H-O-N period on it, earn it first.
Yeah, I agree.
Then you'd have the right to point at it when you're in a committee or something. Say, you see this? You see this? I earned it, according to the American people.
Right.
But, you know, see, that's the problem with them. You know, that's that vanity in them. Oh, it really is. They get up there and, I'm seriously considering running against Whitaker here.
Wow, really?
Well, I could do just as I saw Trent Lott before he was ever elected in my high school gymnasium, and I think I said this before, too. He did not live up to any promise he made in that gymnasium back in 1976. Not the first one.
Yeah, and you remember because you were hoping that he was going to live up to it, but he didn't.
Well, it's like you last week were saying you went back as far as when you noticed that the media was changing. Well, I go all the way back to the 70s. And when they started sensationalizing it was when they started doing the Vietnam War and reporting the kills.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, you go back and you start to look at that. And you are absolutely right. Grim, thanks so much. Hang with us, everybody.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah. No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Peace all on the track.
Many of you have heard me talk before here on America Tonight about my Aunt Dot, who suffered from Alzheimer's, and I was happy that I got to know her in the later years of her life because I grew up in two separate coastlines, but I saw what it was like for my family to struggle with this vibrant, wonderful woman who all of a sudden was slowly deteriorating from, you know, Alzheimer's. And so here on the show, when we do a It's Your Health, and we talk about the impact of disease on our families, and we talk about what do we see for the future and what can we do and that kind of thing, this particular subject is very, very close to my heart because I've seen other people suffer through this as well and how tough it is and how they just want so desperately to try to help their relatives. So we have in our virtual green room Dr. Stacy Bell, Chief Scientific Officer of Peak Health. Hi, Dr. Bell.
Hello, Kate. Nice talking to you.
You know, when we talk about Alzheimer's, one of the things that I don't think has been actually talked about enough, but I know you're talking about it, is what is the effects of, or when we talk about what we're eating, we're seeing this in other areas, you know, where so much of the gut problems, et cetera, people are having now, we're looking more at, geez, well, what are you eating? It's the same things with Alzheimer's, right? There's things that we can eat now that can help us? Or what vitamins and nutrients have that impact on our brain's cognitive function, I guess, is where we should start.
Right, and it's a superb question. And I gave nutritional counseling for 40 years to a variety of patients, and I never saw one with Alzheimer's or dementia because no doctor or no researcher made a connection between diet and anything wrong with your brain and its mental function. Fast forward, just within the last 10 years, there is a profound impact of what you eat. And not starting in your 60s when you worry about dementia, but rather starting in your 30s and your 40s. What you eat has a highly predictive factor in who will get dementia and who will get Alzheimer's. So what do you need? It's pretty easy. Number one, you need to consume all of the essential nutrients. There's only 25 of them you got to worry about, vitamins and minerals. And doing that every day on a consistent level has shown in study after study to be the best thing that you do. The second thing is get rid of some of the things that you don't need. Your body can't process. We haven't had, you know, except in processed foods, these things like saturated fats, trans fats, lots of sugars. Those things actually worsen cognitive function with aging. So those are like the two main things you start off doing.
Wow. So really look at the packaging, look at the saturated and trans fat, you say, and sugars. And the thing with sugars is they're tricky. Like some people think, Doc, you know, when you're eating cereal, they don't even realize, they don't look at how many grams of sugar are in the cereals.
I know. And it's, we eat twice the amount of sugar in this country that we need. And yet we're short on all the other things that we really should have for our bodies. It's a major disconnect. And even looking at the results of the food surveys that are done every 5 years, 75% of our diet is from processed foods. And the way to process is to add lots of these unhealthy fats and sugars to make them taste good and strip out all their nutrients. So we're like going on the wrong path. And it's scary because, you know, I'm sorry for your aunt. You know, she lived probably a long time and then developed this disease. But think of all the other people now that are taking care of themselves. Maybe they're having to have medications for their heart disease or their diabetes. But they're too going to eventually develop some cognitive impairment, dementia or Alzheimer's, by having a poor diet throughout a lifetime.
Wow. So we go from the lifetime and the diet to then stressful situations. More and more we're seeing people are being open and they're talking about technology, which is so fabulous. It's also crippling a lot of people with their addicted technology. They're stressed out. They're working constantly. They're dealing with family issues and everything else in between. So what about food in that situation when your crazy stress levels are through the roof?
Right, right. And you have pinpointed modern society, and I wish it weren't like that for so many families, but it is. Look, money's stressful, relationships are stressful, your family's stressful, all kinds of stuff. And what people resort to is eating. And if they just ate healthy things and had the three meals a day, their body weight wouldn't change, and they'd be quite happy, and then they'd be staving off all these problems later on with cognition. But what people resort to is this continuous eating. It's like you're on a constant grazing field, and you're just starting in the morning, and, you know, breakfast morphs into the snack, morphs into lunch, and our bodies weren't designed for that. You know, we were, you know, hunter-gatherers. We'd find something, we'd eat it, and then we'd have a fasting period in between. That's not happening anymore, and the hormones and all the other things that regulate our body, it don't work on this sort of system. So exactly what happens is then we're making our stresses worse because we're eating all the time, and then we get stressed because we gain weight, and then the doctor says, oh, you're going to get diabetes if you continue like that. So it's a really big factor in modern society.
Yeah, you talked about there's 25 nutrients we need, but you could boil it down to three vitamins and nutrients that have the biggest impact on our brain, and what I mentioned at the top, the cognitive function of the brain, which is what we're concerned about with Alzheimer's. What are the three that we definitely need?
Well, yeah, and I don't know what I want to just say that you need. It's like two phases of what you need in your body. First, you need every single vitamin and mineral. So if you look on the percent daily value chart on your foods, there should be 25 things listed there. Those are non-negotiable. Your body can't function without it. So even if you're not thinking about your brain health, if you're thinking about the growth of your child, you're thinking about yourself maintaining your body weight and your preventing diabetes and heart disease and other things, you need that. The problem with the brain is it's very active, and it needs other nutrients that aren't typically found in the food supply. And these are an antioxidant family, some of these alpha-lipoic acid and N-acetylcysteine. These are all long names. And we created a product, the Brain Shake, we're calling it, that not only has everything you need to sustain life, all these vitamins and minerals, but added in the brain-specific nutrients. We're calling it Brain Care. But it's got this bevy of antioxidants plus this magic compound that's a fat called phosphatidylserine. And that's the only compound that the FDA has allowed to have a health claim relating that compound to dementia and Alzheimer's. So we've included that at the right amount based on the best nutritional science out there. So this thing is, you know, this product, Brain Shake, is magical in the respect that it takes care of your body and then it puts in the extra goodies that your brain needs.
Yeah, so Brain Shake, tell us a little bit more about that because, you know, we were talking about, like I said, reading the packaging, no artificial colors, right, that kind of stuff?
Right, right. You know, it's just, it's everything your body and brain needs and nothing it doesn't. You know, I probably read 150 articles on human studies with the brain, and it's really clear to me that you've got to get the junk out of the foods because even if you're getting your nutrients and think you're eating well, once you start layering in those bad fats, the trans and saturated fats, and the sugars, it just negates all the benefits you get. So in creating a product or thinking about your brain of what you're going to eat throughout a lifetime, getting those things out is really the primary thing you do. So we don't have much of those in any of our products, very low on sugar and then these fats. But we still have fat in the diet because it turns out that the good fats are actually good for the brain. So healthy fats like omega-3s that you might have heard about from seafood and from the plants, and also omega-6 from all the vegetable oils, you know, corn, safflower, and sunflower and the like, we have those oils in there because they're protective and good for the brain cells.
Yeah, I got to mention this because Dr. Bell, for all the people listening, you were on the faculty of Harvard Medical School, and you did a lot of nutritional research studies there. I can just imagine what that was like. Of everything that you did when you were doing those studies, what blew you away the most? What shocked you the most?
We did a lot of research studies, let me think about the answer as I talk about it. But we would take patients with a certain condition, and I'll talk about what I did for my PhD work. We looked at patients with HIV infection, AIDS, and they had an immune system that wasn't working, and we had seen in our animal studies that in fact giving omega-3s helps the immune system work better. And that's what we did. I had a chocolate cookie made with fish oil in it, and then I had another cookie made with safflower oil. And we looked at blood parameters of immune function in those AIDS patients that were taking both cookies. It was a randomized study. And we were able to see positive changes even in patients that were quite sick with their disease. We could offer a boost of their immune function simply by doing that. So there's one example of the power of nutrition, and there were hundreds. I was just one of many researchers at Harvard doing research on nutrition and diseases.
Wow, that had to be fascinating, though, to be there with, I'll call it, all those big brain people and work on all these different studies.
It was fascinating. I always say I have a little brain, and I never could think of anything, but the big brains would come to me and say, could you look at this? So one of my big brain bosses picked out that AIDS study. We also did it in patients. We looked at fish oil in cancer patients and a variety of other studies. As I said, we did in diabetes and heart disease, and we had a clinic for people that were overweight and tried to devise diets to figure out how to get them to lose weight and keep it off.
Wow, love it. All right, Dr. Stacy Bell, thank you so much. Coming up next, we're checking the mailbag here on America Tonight.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Overwhelming amount of email. I say this, but just picture this in your mind. I picture it in my mind, actually, because when I flip on my computer and I go and I check the mailbag, it's just boom, it's just filled up. It's like the red line pegs all the way over. So I always think it's like if I was in a physical mail room, I'd walk into the middle of the room and there'd barely be enough space. So bravo. And if you're listening to me, whether you're listening to me live or a lot of people download the show, they work different times of the day, so welcome. And thanks for listening and then sending me your thoughts. And anybody listening can do that. You go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and that's how you reach us. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Let's go to this one first. This one is from Porter, who says, Kate, wow, it's interesting to watch what's happening in Washington. I think there's kind of a split with Republicans. You have John McCain, the senator from Arizona, who's just constantly criticizing Trump. And then you have others like Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, who's constantly giving kind of the soft pedaling in a way and saying that he likes a lot of what's happening in the direction of where the country is going. And then you have other Republicans who were not on board the Trump train, and now they find themselves saying, yeah, they get it, they understand, and they like what's happening, and that he's a breath of fresh air. I say let's give this guy a chance, for goodness sake. The rush to judgment, to me, has been greater than usual when it comes to a new president. I think even with Obama or Clinton or Bush too. I cannot believe the hardcore opinions of our new president. I think at least do the 100-day deal before you jump all over Donald Trump. Hey, you know, interesting, Porter, that you say that, because there is like that weird measuring stick of the 100 days. Part of it is because he's not a known entity. I mean, we'll say this again and again, that he didn't come from a political background. He didn't come from being a state senator or being a governor. He didn't come from that background, obviously, from the business background, completely a 180 of anything that's been seen in Washington, I think, in a very, very long time. And that's part of it, and that's part of the reality, right? Again, one, a new administration. Two, someone that's way different from anything that's been seen in Washington in forever. And, you know, it's interesting. I got this one from Stacy, who says, are you reading about the Trump administration and the memos and how they plan to crack down on undocumented immigration? I will say that I don't really like President Trump. I just can't buy into him. I don't say I hate him. I just don't like him, if that makes any sense. But he is honoring his campaign pledges, don't you think? Well, you said it. He said that that was the thing that popped him out on the map when he first started running, whatever it was, you know, more than 19 months ago. Now the Department of Homeland Security did officially lay out their plans for how to enforce the immigration laws. And it does include an expansion of the number of people detained and deported. So the memos, which were signed by John Kelly and that were issued to the agencies that would need them, describe what the process is. I think a couple of different news outlets had them. And one of the things they talk about in these orders are, especially the southern border is really where we're talking about more than anything else, is that the number of people who can be deported using what they call expedited removal procedures means that almost no court proceedings, so no going to court. With the new policy, if someone can't prove they've been living in the U.S. for 2 years, they could be eligible to just be, boom, removed. Before, it was limited to people that were, you know, apprehended within 100 miles of the border and who had come in the last 2 weeks. So now that's a whole different catch and release kind of deal, if you will. And that's what they're called. The memos were basically catch and release memos. So that's a very, very, very big change, I have to say. The other thing is just the conversation, you know, what we saw happen with the travel ban, the conversation about visas and where we head from there, I think is, again, stepped up border patrol agents and walls, pieces of walls or fence or, you know, whatever it might be. So the promises are, you're right, the promises, especially the immigration thing, is happening. It is happening. No doubt about that. How about this one? This one is from Tom. Kate, I've been listening for a long time, and I've been listening to what you've been saying. I like it when you talk about finances, when you talk about business and the impact on 401ks and what you call standing at the craps table. You are so, so right about that. That's really what it is when you deal with stocks. But people with portfolios who may have a little gold, might have a little this, might have a little that, I think do need to have a little stocks, especially if you are afforded the possibility of a 401k. Often that does pay out. I think people are worried that in the future, is it really, you know, how much is it really going to pay out? Bing, bing, bing. And there's no way to know that. You know, there's no way it is. That's why I liken it to that, because I lived in Vegas and I can remember seeing people's eyes light up at the craps table. That's why it made me think of that, because you'd hear the roar, you know, based on the roll of the dice. And it is a roll of the dice. Life is a roll of the dice. But that's why I say, you know, you can give out any advice you want, and an investment banker can do that, and you can analyze stocks, and still you don't know. Something happens, the economy takes a smack, negative news pulls down the down the market. And when do you retire? What's happening with those 401ks? That's how it is. That's what it's about. Yeah, absolutely. Here's one from, this one is from Josh, listening to us in Austin. He says, hey, Kate, we like listening to the show in Austin. My buddies and I, when we go out, especially on Thursday, we flip you on before we hit 6th Street. I think you know what I mean there. And I feel lucky that we live in Austin because I was just reading a story about the worst cities for rush hour traffic. And Austin can be pretty bad around rush hour, but nothing like what they're saying in places like Los Angeles. Yeah, you know, what's really interesting to me is when you look at cities, you know, cities in other parts of the world, like, and we've seen this, you know, when you see little video clips of something that happens or what's going on in, like, Mexico City. I'll tell you what, if you were to look just at the cities and rush hour traffic, what's really funny is you've got Bangkok, Mexico City, Jakarta in Indonesia, St. Petersburg, Russia, like all these other cities. And actually, L.A., which would be the first U.S. city on the list, doesn't come into play until number 14. So that, to me, says something. Now, in the United States, of course, L.A., what else? American cities. You would also have New York, San Francisco would make that top list. And I'll tell you what, we have our satellite facility in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I can tell you rush hour traffic can be horrific. It depends what time of day you're talking about. And it seems to me, and I don't know if any of you are experiencing this, no matter what city you live in, but rush hour traffic is early because we have a different way of working in so many instances with small businesses, entrepreneurs. I think bigger companies, how they schedule people depending on if they're like 24 hours or they just have longer hours. But, you know, it hits like 3:34 and it's dicey. You could have rush hour between 4 and 7. So the hurrying to avoid the traffic is, well, when are you hurrying? You know, I can remember being in California. It's a great story with my friend Annie. And she was picking me up from the airport and said, be patient. I'm going to try to get there early, but I don't live very far from the airport necessarily. But you can multiply that time depending on if I hit a traffic accident or if I just hit the wrong window of time when it comes to traffic. So, in other words, I hope I see you sooner rather than later. Even if I leave early and go to a coffee shop, who knows? Sure enough, I was lucky. She did get there on time, by the way. All right, thanks for all the emails. Keep them coming. You know what to do. Go to americatonight.net. And thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off.